Kingdom Animalia.
Hello, podcast listeners, and welcome back to Kingdom Animalia, a zoology podcast for kids. I'm excited to be back from our brief hiatus and back to teaching you about this amazing kingdom, Animalia. If you didn't hear, our break was to work on Kingdom Animalia podcast's latest show, Where Are the Chickadee Brothers? A for kids by kids fictional audio adventure starring me,
mostly us.
On that, I guess we can agree.
Chica, I'm glad. Chica, you agree. Chica, underling.
I'm glad you're not letting it go to your heads.
Chica, your opinion? Chica, is not chica needed, underling.
The website is kingdomanimaliapod.com/WATCB.
Chica, that isn't chica your job, chica underling.
Alright. Let's move on, shall we?
Chica, that's not chica your call, chica underling.
Say that again, and you lose your bird seed allowances for today. I thought so. Okay. So in case you forgot or are listening for the first time, I'm your host, Devin.
Chica, and where Chica your co-host? Chica Chet. Chica and Cap.
And today on Kingdom Animalia, a zoology podcast for kids, we're learning about our first listener-suggested animal, the giant panda, Iluropoda melanoleica, the world's only mostly vegetarian bear. Enjoy. As usual, we're starting with the
chica admitting your chica and ah chica of being chica in the chica presence of chica the amazing chica actors Chet Chica and Cap Chica Chickadee.
That's a new one, but no. The description. The giant panda, also known as the panda bear or simply the panda, is, though not only is known to be, a bear. They have the same general shape as most bears. To aid in gripping bamboo shoots, giant pandas have A, inflated paw pads on their forepaws that increase the surface area of their paws, B, extra long foreclaws to hook around a bamboo shoot, or C, elongated wrist bones that function as opposable thumbs.
Chica D, chica caps to chica scoop up chica the bamboo chica with.
Not an option, Cap.
Chica fine, chica A. Chica and I'll chica go with chica B.
The answer is, drumroll please, chat.
I hear we took a go again. Chica fine.
C. Elongated wrist bones that function as opposable thumbs in addition to their regular 5 digits. You're both wrong. These bonus thumbs are only found on their forepaws, but their hind paws are also unique in that they point inwards towards each other instead of straight forward, giving them a waddling gait. Continuing with
chica caps.
No, shape. Giant pandas have large molars and strong jaw muscles for chowing down on tough bamboo. Though many people think giant pandas are chunky, lumbering, and cute animals, giant pandas can be just as dangerous as other bears, but since they don't have much of a taste for flesh, they're a little less likely to attack. The panda is about the size of an American black bear, standing 2 to 3 feet or 0.6 to 0.9 meters at the shoulder on all fours, and are 4 to 6 feet or 1.2 to 1.8 meters long, head to their quote-unquote tail. Females weigh up to 220 pounds or 100 kilograms, and males up to 250 pounds or 113 kilograms. As many of you might know, giant pandas are white overall with black eye patches and black fur on their ears, muzzle, shoulders, and legs. Here's the big question. Why does a giant panda look like a cross between a polar bear and a Dalmatian? Is it A, to camouflage, B, to signal to other pandas, C, to regulate body temperature, D, all of the above, or E, none of the above?
Chica E, chica D?
Chet, you know what to do.
Chica what?
Chet.
Chica, oh, chica right.
The answer is a trick question, D and E. That means you're both half right.
Chica huh? Chica huh?
Scientists aren't quite sure. The first theory is A, to camouflage. In patches of bamboo, a sitting panda virtually disappears among snowy rocky outcroppings on mountain slopes. But this wouldn't make sense because giant pandas have no natural predators to hide from.
Chica, but what chica about the chica babies?
Good point, Chet.
Chica, thank you.
But chicken. But then, once they grow out of it, the babies of all sorts of animals, from mountain lions to white-tailed deer, have coats of fur for extra camouflage, but once they're adults and they don't need it anymore, their coat changes. Another hypothesis, B, is that the pattern may help accentuate social signals, make them more noticeable, or help pandas identify each other from a distance so they can avoid socializing, as they are typically solitary. The third, C, is for temperature regulation, saying that the black absorbs heat while white reflects it, keeping the temp around the panda stable. This is similar to one of the many theories of why zebras are black and white, but we can talk about that in a future episode. Unfortunately, scientists still don't have a solid answer for why pandas look the way they do. For now, let's move on from this bamboozling subject. If we were to continue, it would become pandemonium. And that you probably wouldn't bear. Chet? Chicka, can we chicka just move chicka it along? At least the crickets like it. Tough crowd. Okay, fine. The giant panda's thick, woolly, and shrouded in mystery coat helps keep the bear warm in the cool bamboo forest of their habitat, especially in the winter. You happy now? I haven't mentioned it yet, but there are two pandas. The giant panda, the one we're talking about, and the red panda. But what's the deal? Are they the same type of animal? Different? Well, now I'm going to teach you a crash course on giant pandas versus red pandas. Chugga difference now. Chugga wait, what? Chugga introduction. Yep, we're doing an introduction this time for some background info about their connection. Here I'm explaining why they're both called pandas. The name panda is believed to likely come from the Nepali word panya, which means bamboo eater or bamboo footed. This name was given to the red panda who lives in the Himalayas where Nepali is spoken, not to the giant pandas who don't live there. The red panda was first classified and described by science in 1825, but giant pandas weren't described by science until much later, in 1869, gaining their pandahood due to similarities they have with the quote-unquote original. The giant panda has just gotten more famous over the years, even earning the privilege of being called simply panda. I bet the red panda doesn't like that. Even as I type panda into the script, my keyboard suggests a giant panda emoji. No red. Ooh, I just got an email, live as we're recording. It says the following. Subject: concerns about the panda name. Body: to whom it may concern. Thank you for acknowledging my being the original, in all caps, and only true, also in all caps, panda, in the injustice of the bear being the face of the panda name. Though I am still highly offended you are focusing on the bratty name thief known as the giant panda on your podcast instead of the red panda. Cold regards, Patricia Johnson, lawyer, Panya Incorporated. Okay, let's move on to the differences, shall we? Chicka difference number chicka one. This chicka is what chicka I'm used chicka to. Classification. Scientists haven't always known giant pandas are bears. They've debated whether they're bears, raccoons, or something original. But now, thanks to genetic evidence, scientists know they are bears. Red pandas are different. They are the only extant being the opposite of extinct, member of their taxonomic family, Aluridae. They, like the giant panda, are of the taxonomic order, Carnivora, and their closest living relatives are most likely the weasel, skunk, and raccoon families. Chicka difference number chicka two. Coloration. As mentioned, the giant panda has black fur on their ears, around their eyes, muzzle, and on their shoulders and legs, with the rest of their body being white. Red pandas, on the other hand, or paw, are overall a reddy orangish color with reddish-brown tear marks that go from their eyes down to the corners of their mouth. Their tail is called to their raccoon relative, with alternating red and darker buff ring. Chicka difference number chicka three. Shape. The giant panda, not surprisingly, has the body of a typical bear, as said. They are heavily built, lumbering animals with large molar teeth and strong jaw muscles for crushing bamboo. Red pandas, again, are very different. They have large, round heads with short snouts and big, pointy ears. They have long, bushy, again raccoon-like tails that help these arboreal mammals balance in trees and keep them warm in the harsh Himalayan winters. They have dense fur that covers their entire body, including their paws, a trait very few mammals have. They have semi-retractable claws and a bonus thumb like giant pandas. Chicka difference number, chicka 4. Size. As mentioned, the giant panda is up to 3 feet or 0.9 meters at the shoulder, up to 6 feet or 1.8 meters long, and weighs up to 250 pounds or 113 kilograms. Yet again, the red panda is different. They are up to 350 feet or 109 meters long and tip the scales at 1,700 pounds or 273.5 kilograms.
Chicka say what?
Okay, just kidding. They are much smaller than giant pandas at up to 3.5 feet or 1.09 meters long and weigh 17 pounds or 27.3 kilograms.
Chicka, okay. That chicka makes more chicka sense.
Yup.
Chicka difference number, chicka 5.
Range and habitat. As I'll get into with more detail soon, giant pandas live in old-growth conifer forests, with bamboo of course, in a paw full of mountain ranges in south-central China, while red pandas live in the high-altitude temperate forests with understories of bamboo in the Himalayas and other high mountains. The range extends from northern Myanmar to western Sichuan in China. They can also be found in Nepal, India, and Tibet.
Chicka difference number, chicka 6. Chicka, there are chicka a lot chicka today.
Diet. Giant pandas eat almost nothing but bamboo, up to 99% of their diet, only on rare occasions eating anything else. Red pandas cut it down a bit with 95% of their diet being bamboo, and eggs, lizards, small birds, and small mammals as the other 5%. They're also much pickier about bamboo. Where giant pandas eat the entire bamboo, except the roots, red pandas only eat nutritious tips of the leaves and tender shoots when available. This concludes our crash course on giant pandas versus red pandas. Red pandas. Giant pandas are big sleepers. When in the wild, they typically nap between feedings for A, 1 to 2, B, 2 to 4, or C, 3 to 6 hours at a time.
Cap, chicka all go chicka with B.
Chet,
chicka B.
Give me a drum roll, please, Chet.
Chicka, I guess chicka, it's in chicka my contract.
The answer is B. You're both right.
Chicka, oh yeah. So where the chicka greatest?
It was just one quick.
So we're on chicka top of chicka the world.
All right, that's it.
Chicka, come on, Von Killer.
They will nap on their side, back, or belly, just like humans, either sprawled or curled up, also like humans. Napping can increase to up to six or more hours during the summertime. Scientists actually aren't quite sure how long giant pandas live in the wild. All they know is that it's shorter than in captivity. The current theory is 15 to 20 years. They usually live up to 30 years in captivity, though some Chinese scientists report pandas living up to 5 years longer. Pandas, like most bears, can easily stand on their hind legs. They are quite playful and commonly observe somersaulting, rolling, and dust bathing. Giant pandas are in fact nocturnal, being mostly active during the nighttime and twilight hours. Giant pandas don't communicate to each other with visual signals. They can't communicate with facial expressions because they don't have very expressive faces. They can't communicate with their tails because they're tiny stubs. Their ears aren't flexible enough to move significantly. No crest or mane to position. Scientists believe they lack these abilities because they're too chicka busy wearing chicka caps. No, because chicka birdseed. That makes no sense. No, because of their habitat and solitary nature. Giant pandas live in dense, foggy bamboo forests that obstruct, block, a direct line of sight, preventing visual signals. Secondly, pandas are solitary, socialization only really occurring during mating and cub raising. One way they do communicate is through smell. Each panda has a home range of around 1.5 to 2.3 square miles, or 4 to 6 square kilometers, often overlapping with each other substantially. In these situations, giant pandas use scents to avoid coming into contact with each other. They have a large scent gland below their tail and surrounding their butt, which they use to leave scent messages for other pandas by rubbing it against rocks, trees, and clumps of grass. These scent messages say who they are, whether they're male or female, and maybe even social status, kind of like dog pee. Thanks to chemical analysis, we know that females and males often use scent marking differently. Females seem to mainly use scent marks to signal if they're ready to mate, and males mainly to identify territory. Another way they communicate is vocalization, occasionally vocalizing when playing and a lot during the mating season, depending on detailed sounds to express moods, whether it be loving or aggressive. They will chirp, chomp, honk, twitter, bleat, and even bark. I have a challenge for you. I'm going to play you a recording of a giant panda twittering and one of a red panda twittering, completely unrelated animals, and you have to guess which twitter is the giant panda.
Check out this again.
Alright, here's recording number one. And here's recording number two. So, which is it? Which is the giant panda?
Check out two? Check out one?
Drumroll, please, chat.
Check out fine.
The answer is recording number two. So, Chet, you're right.
Chicka woohoo!
And Cap, you're wrong.
Chicka ugh.
Moving on to breeding, as I said earlier, socializing mainly occurs only during mating and cub rearing. Female estrus, the period of time in which they can mate, happens only every spring for 1 to 3 days. Though one individual female will only mate every other spring because they'll be taking care of their cub or cubs a year directly after mating. With that, the mating season lasts from March to May and the birthing season from August to September. This applies to both wild and captive giant pandas. The males find the females first using her scent markings and then mainly by vocalizations. Anywhere from 1 to 5 males may converge on the same female. During this period, the males become highly aggressive, competing for position to mate. After mating, like other bears, giant panda females undergo what's called a delayed implantation. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I'm just going to say it's where there's a delay before the baby starts to develop. The gestation period, the period of time between the baby starting to develop and birth, overall lasts from 90 to 184 days. That's a roughly 50-50 chance for a female panda to give birth to twins, though, sadly, she can usually only care for one. Relative to the mother, newborn giant pandas are the smallest of any placental mammal, mammals of the infraclass, a classification between class and order, placentalia, at 1/800th of their mother's weight. Both of these traits, having twins and small babies, aren't well understood by scientists but are shared with other bears, though the inability to care for twins isn't true for all species. Newborn giant pandas are blind and only covered with a thin, completely white coat. They are basically helpless and pretty much only able to drink their mother's milk and call. They depend on their mom for food, warmth, protection, and for, how should I put this?
Chicka the mom, chicka licks their chicka butt, and chicka other private chicka parts to chicka get them chicka to urinate, chicka, and defecate.
Okay, Cap, taking the direct approach.
Chicka didn't chicka seem like chicka you would. Chicka you'll thank chicka me later.
Okay. Continuing. For the first 2 to 3 weeks of life, the mother uses her forepaws and her bonus or pseudo-thumbs, pseudo meaning almost but not quite, to cuddle and position the cub against herself in an un-bear-like and almost primate-like fashion. The cubs develop slowly, They'll start to open their eyes at around 45 days old and begin to take their first wobbly steps around 75 to 80 days. Due to their helplessness at birth, the birth happens in a den in a large log or stump in which a cub doesn't exit until they're around 100 to 120 days old. By the age of 14 months, when their baby teeth have come in, the cub will readily eat bamboo and will begin to go off milk at around 18 months to 2 years. As such, a cub will usually stay with the mother for around 2 years. Giant pandas reach breeding maturity, the age at which they can mate, at around 4 to 8 years and can breed until their early 20s. I talked about one of the main two things that people think of when they think of giant pandas, their black and white fur, so it's about time I talk about their other. Bamboo! But okay. Giant pandas must eat, get this, 26 to 84 pounds or 11.8 to 38.1 kilograms of bamboo every day, depending on what part of it they're eating. That's like eating a 2-year-old to a 12-year-old human's worth of bamboo a day. To give you another comparison, that's 15% of their body weight. As hinted at earlier, bamboo accounts for 90 to 99% of their diet. The other 1 to 10% is made up by other plants and occasionally fish and small mammals. Fun plant fact that you probably didn't know, bamboo is actually a grass. That's right, a grass. So pandas are mostly graminivorous, graminivores being animals that only eat grass. Who knew you could learn about plants on Kingdom Animalia? To give you some more panda eating stats, since bamboo is not very nutritious and they only digest 1/5 of what they eat, giant pandas will eat for around 12 hours a day. That's half a day entirely spent eating. Sometimes it can actually get up to 16 hours. Due to the huge amount of bamboo they eat, they will, eliminate waste up to 50 times a day. Chugga, that's a chugga lot. Yup. Giant panda's molars are broad and
chicka cap.
Broad and cap? That makes no
chicka cap? Chicka, I know.
There's no sense in reasoning with you. Giant panda's molars are broad and flat. This shape helps them crush the bamboo shoots, stems, and leaves that make up their diet. They can eat through bamboo that's up to 1.5 inches or 3.81 centimeters thick. They can actually peel apart the outer bark of bamboo that would break the blades of a wood chipper with their teeth like a banana to get to the juicy parts. So yeah, you don't want to get on the bad side of a giant panda. Fossilized giant panda teeth have shown that they have been devoted to eating mostly bamboo for at least 3 million years.
Chicka and fossilized chicka cap chickity chicka skulls have chicka shown they chicka have been chicka devoted to chicka wearing caps chicka for chicka at least 6 chicka million years.
You sure about that, Cap?
Chicka, yeah, probably chicka not.
I thought so. Okay. For their credit, pandas aren't as picky as you might think. If they don't have at least 2 species of bamboo where they live, they will actually starve.
Chicka, wow.
Uh-huh. To go on more with their pseudo-thumbs, they will hold bamboo stems with their front paws using their pseudo-thumbs to aid in gripping as they eat the tough grass. This is obviously quite a good trait because it evolved both in giant and red pandas. This is called, here's a probably new word for you, convergent evolution. Convergence is where two things come closer together. Convergent evolution is where two organisms, completely unrelated and or isolated from each other, evolve to have one or more similar traits because they are helpful to both of them, often, but not always, for the same reason. One example would be the giant and red panda. They both evolved black markings, the taste for bamboo, and the pseudo-thumbs to eat it, as separate and unrelated animals. Giant pandas have adaptions in their forepaws, teeth, and jaws for eating bamboo. But what stayed the same between them and other bears, making eating bamboo more challenging?
Chicka, not another chicka multiple choice chicka question.
Is it A, their digestive system, which is designed for meat? B, their claws, which are too long for easy bamboo gathering, or C, their eyes, which are not good at determining which bamboo is good to eat.
Chicka B, chicka C.
I'll give you the answer right after a quick break.
Chicka, oh come on!
Hello, podcast listeners. I'm here with some really exciting news. We're making video versions of Kingdom Animal as Zoology Podcast for Kids and Where Are the Chickadee Brothers episodes. No, you can't see us, but there's the episode art and a cool audio visualizer. And, best of all, captions. That's right, there are captions. Not the terrible auto-generated ones. At first auto-generated, but then corrected by me. Due to the extensive process that is editing the captions of 16 episodes, I'm not doing any bonus episodes except for the April Fool's reveal, not all episodes are done. So far, we only have the trailer for each, but we're working on it as you hear this. You can watch them at kingdomanimaliapod.com/videos. We also have a newsletter. Sign up, you should have parental permission if under 13, and you'll get notified about new episodes, upcoming releases, fun additions to the website, and updates about the video versions of both KAZPK and WATCB. You can subscribe to the newsletter at kingdomanimaliapod.com/newsletter/subscribe. That's kingdomanimaliapod.com/videos for the videos, and kingdomanimaliapod.com/newsletter/subscribe for the newsletter. And now back to Giant Pandas. Welcome back to Kingdom Animalia, a zoology podcast for kids. I'm your host, Devin, and these are your co-hosts, Chicka Cap, amazing Chicka actor, Chickadee, Chicka and Chet, Chicka spectacular performer, Chicka Chickadee. Before the break, I left you with a dangling question. What do giant pandas have in common with other bears that makes bamboo eating more of a challenge? Is it A, their digestive system, which is designed for meat, B, their claws, which are too long for easy bamboo gathering, or C, their eyes, which are not good at determining which bamboo is good to eat?
Chicka guessed B.
The answer is, give me a drum roll please, Chet.
Alright.
A, their digestive system, which is designed for meat. You're both wrong. Sorry, Chet and Cap. Their meat-designed digestive system cannot digest cellulose, which is the main part of bamboo. Giant Panda's solution to this is rapidly eating large portions of bamboo for most of their waking hours. It's time for range and habitat. This time, it's your turn again, Cap. Chicka, the giant Chicka panda lives Chicka in the Chicka mountains of Chicka southwest China, Chicka in damp Chicka and misty Chicka forests at Chicka elevations, usually Chicka between 4 Chicka 1000 and Chicka 11,000 Chicka 500 Chicka feet or Chicka 1000 Chicka 200 Chicka 3 Chicka 1000 5 Chicka 100 meters. Chicka, they need Chicka old growth Chicka coniferous forest, Chicka with water Chicka access, and Chicka as mentioned, Chicka at least Chicka 2 species Chicka of bamboo. Chicka, these forests Chicka provide the Chicka pandas with Chicka old, hollow Chicka logs and Chicka tree stumps Chicka that can Chicka be used Chicka as dens. Thank you, Cap. Chicka, you are Chicka very welcome. Chicka, it's that Chicka time! Chicka, no! It is. It's time for predators. Once a giant panda gets up to 110 pounds, or 49.89 kilograms, at around the age of 2.5 years, they are probably safe from predators. However, animals including Asian golden cats, dholes, a type of canine, yellow-throated martens, and other weasel species will prey on panda cubs. Many years ago, cubs were also preyed upon by tigers and leopards, but now, thanks to good old humanity, tigers no longer live alongside pandas and leopard populations are small. Now it's time for Conservation Corner. Chicka part number Chicka 1. Population. The giant panda's current population size is currently 1,860 pandas in the wild and are ranked as vulnerable by the IUCN Red List. IUCN stands for International Union for Conservation of Nature. The Red List lists different organisms and their population status. The levels are least concern, near threatened, vulnerable, endangered, critically endangered, extinct in the wild, and extinct. Least concern is the best, meaning the organism's population is stable, and extinct is the worst, meaning that organism no longer exists. So giant pandas, being ranked vulnerable, puts them around the middle. Chicka part number Chicka 2. Details. The Yangtze Basin region in China has a giant panda's primary habitat. Fossils from Vietnam, northern Myanmar, and a lot of China, as far north as Beijing, show that the giant panda was once found widely through eastern Asia during the early Pleistocene epoch. That would be 2.6 million to 11,700 years ago, before first humans to after first humans reference. Chicka part number Chicka 3. Threats, past and present. Infrastructure development, things like roads, railways, and dams, is fragmenting, breaking up, and isolating individual panda populations. This prevents pandas from finding mates in new bamboo forests. Loss of habitat, their bamboo forests, reduce giant pandas' access to the bamboo they need to eat. Poaching, mainly in the past, has also decreased their populations. Now giant pandas are more in danger of being trapped in snares for other animals. Though the Chinese government has established panda reserves, only 67% of the panda population lives in them. All of this combined has restricted pandas from remote fragments of mountainous habitat on the eastern edge of the Tibetan Plateau in Sichuan, Shaanxi, and Gansu. The total area of this habitat is only 5,000 square miles or 13,000 square kilometers. Recent mass bamboo die-offs have brought starvation to some populations, and it takes 5 to 10 years for bamboo forests to recover. Climate change is also taking its toll on giant panda habitat. Now it's time for some good news with Chicka part number Chicka 4. What has been done, it is being done. You know how I mentioned the reserves? There's still success in it. For one, 60% of the population is a good number. The Chinese government established more than 50 reserves from what was once only 14. This makes up 54% of giant panda habitat protected. Now these are huge proportions, but they're majorities and you have to start somewhere. When it comes to conservation, you have to understand that there are bad, even terrible things, but it's also not good to be glass half empty about it. For anyone who doesn't know, glass half empty means you look at things more negatively and glass half full is more positively. When talking about conservation, you need a balanced mindset. Too much optimism or pessimism, and you don't do enough. Learn about the bad stuff and focus on what you can do. Since the 1990s, China has greatly expanded giant panda conservation efforts. The giant panda is now regarded as a national treasure of China. China has implemented cooperative international arrangements, that just means they've made cooperative arrangements with other nations, to provide training in the management of reserves and for captive breeding. Breeding pandas under human care where they don't have risks of predators, food shortages, etc., and then later releasing the pandas into the wild to boost the population. The panda was long ranked on the IUCN Red List as endangered, but due to China's success in restoring bamboo forest habitat, was moved to vulnerable in 2016. Pastimes giving pandas away as gifts and short-term commercial loans to zoos have given way to agreements being lent that generate funds for preserving the wild populations of pandas. 120 plus captive pandas are currently being maintained in China and an additional 15 to 20 in zoos elsewhere. Thanks to these breeding efforts, captive populations of giant pandas are increasing. And now to end this segment with the best possible note,
Chica part number Chica 5.
What you can do. As I mentioned a few parts ago, climate change is a factor in the destruction of giant panda habitat. There are many things anyone, including you, can do to help combat climate change, like using energy more sustainably. Instead of driving, you can walk, bike, or take public transit if you and your family are comfortable with that in the time of COVID. Turn off lights when you don't need them. Use solar power if you have the option. My house in part actually uses solar power, and for the parents listening, it takes off the electricity bill. You can also get your parents to donate to giant panda conservation efforts. I'll probably do a bonus episode on climate change in the future, but until then, you can always look up more ways you can help combat climate change. Remember, as many sad stories and as much sad information there is in conservation, always look on the bright side and do what you can to help. This has been Conservation Corner. Now, who's ready for some fun facts?
Check out me! Check out fact number Chica 1.
Though giant pandas are thought to be chubby, they're actually quite athletic. They can climb up to 13,000 feet or 30,962 meters high and are additionally very good swimmers.
Chica fact number Chica 2.
Male giant pandas will occasionally relax by A. doing a handstand, B. doing the downward dog, or C. doing a T-pose. Chet.
Chica Oper. Chica Chica D, Chica Arso, Chica Great, Cash Chica Your Seeds, Don't Be Chica Late, Chica D, Chica Arso, Chica Great. Chica B.
Cap.
Chica B.
Can I get a drum roll, please, chat?
Chica Chica D's are Chica So Great, Chica Cashier, Chica Seeds, Chica Alright.
The answer is A.
Chica, darn it, not again.
That's right, male giant pandas will occasionally relax by doing handstands, or I guess paw stands, against trees.
Chica wow. Chica okay. Chica fact number Chica 3.
This is a kind of gross one. You know how I was talking about panda excrement a while ago? Well, here's another fact about that. While a giant panda sleeps, it will continue to defecate. The amount of droppings at a panda rest site can even be used to gauge the rough amount of time the panda was sleeping. 5 to 10 droppings for less than 2 hours of sleep, and 11 to 25 for longer.
Chica, I thought chica we were chica done with chica fun facts, chica about animal chica waste after chica the wild chica turkey episode.
You're never done with waste facts, Cab. The waste facts are done with you.
Chica Devin, don't chica start with chica this again.
Oh, alright.
Chica fact number Chica 4.
Scientists have identified that giant pandas make at least 12 different distinct sounds.
Chica fact number Chica 5.
Red pandas aren't the only panda, even though panda isn't a real classification, that has some cat-like traits. Red pandas have semi-retractable claws, but giant pandas have their own similarity with felines. They have pupils shaped like vertical slits. This allows them to see very well in the dark, since they're mostly active at night and twilight.
Chica fact number Chica 6.
The giant panda's scientific name, Ailuropoda melanoleica, means black and white catfoot in Greek. Ailuropoda meaning catfoot and melanoleica meaning black and white. The black and white makes sense, but the cat foot, not so much.
Chica fact number Chica 7.
I told you about panda's jaws being strong for bamboo, right? But what I didn't tell you is that the bite force quotient, a way of measuring bite strength that accounts for size differences between animals, of a giant panda is greater than that of a lion. That means if a lion is scaled up to the size of a panda, the panda would still bite stronger. So that's a lesson for all of you kids who don't like to eat your greens. Eat your veggies, and eventually you'll get a bite force proportionally stronger than a lion's. Now let's do the glossary where I'll explain some words you, and especially younger listeners, may not know. Word number 1. digits. In this case, when on the topic of anatomy, digits don't mean digits like the part of a number, but they refer to fingers, thumbs, and toes. Word number two, gait. A gait, spelled G-A-I-T, not G-A-T-E, means a certain way an individual walks, steps, or runs. An example would be, the horse ran with a galloping gait. Word number three, hypothesis. A hypothesis, plural hypotheses, is kind of like a scientific guess. A guess a scientist, or at least someone thinking like a scientist, makes based off of evidence they have, but still not 100% sure if they're right or not. Word number four, arboreal. Arboreal means to live in trees. Animals that are arboreal spend most or the entirety of their lives in trees. Some examples would be squirrels and monkeys. Word number five, understories. Understories are layers of smaller plants, such as bushes and small trees, that grow below the main tree canopy in woods or a forest. Word number six, traits. Traits are like qualities of something, like having a good sense of smell is a trait, or to encaps having white cheeks is a trait. Word number seven, defecation. Defecation is the process of eliminating waste, excreting dung. Word number eight, evolution. Evolution, or the theory of evolution, discovered independently by many individuals, including the most well-known, Charles Darwin, goes as the follows. When one organism, whether it be animal, plant, or otherwise, has a trait that helps them reproduce, send their genes into the next generation, they will pass on those traits, and eventually all of their species will have that trait, or they'll become a new species altogether, with that trait, of course. Here's an example of the giant pandas. Giant pandas' diet is bamboo, but their teeth aren't that good at biting through it. Then one panda gets a mutation to have the trait of stronger, broader teeth, which happens to help them eat bamboo. With this trait, that panda is more likely to survive long enough to breed. Then eventually this trait will be in all pandas because it makes them more likely to survive. I'll go more in depth about this in a future bonus episode. So we've reached the end of the first listener-suggested episode of Kingdom Animalia, a zoology podcast for kids. Chica, you bet, chica, we have. And please take what you learned in Conservation Corner to heart. Alright, you know the drill. If you want to check my facts by reading my work cited, read along with the transcript, or take the memory quiz for this episode, you can click the links in the show notes or head on over to the page for this episode, which is at kingdomanimaliapod.com/ka/giantpandaepisode. There's a link to read the episode comic there in the show notes, and the URL is kingdomanimaliapod.com/ka/giantpandacomic. You can contact us with our email, which is contact@kingdomanimaliapod.com, or you can use the contact form on our website, which is at kingdomanimaliapod.com/contact. You can use those to send in episode suggestions, like the one for this episode, questions, and guesses to the riddle. Episodes 10 and 11 are going to be new rounds of our game show, Animalia Fake, so here's the riddle for episode 12. Though I have a bad rap, I'm really quite sweet. I am far from the count. A flying mammal, indeed an amazing feat. Who am I? So, any guesses? Send them in, and I'll tell you if you got it right, but if you get it wrong, you'll have to wait until October to find out. So, until next time, always eat your veggies, don't underestimate cute animals, and keep exploring this amazing kingdom, Animalia. Bye!
Bye!
Bye! While red pandas live in the high-altitude temperate forests with understories of bamboo in the Himalayas and other high mountains, the range extends from northern Myanmar, western Sichuan, and western Sichuan in China. I got time for chicka some pandemonium.
Chicka, hello, podcast chicka listeners. Chicka, it's us. Chicka Chat, Chicka and Cap. Chica no, Chica this is Chica not, and Chica add. Chica we're here, Chica within, Chica announcement. Chica do you, Chica want to, Chica ask us, Chica questions. Chica got any Chica burning inquiries, Chica to ask, Chica the famous, Chica Chickity brothers. Chica will send Chica them in. Chica we're planning, Chica undoing, Chica and ask Chica the Chickity Chica brothers bonus Chica episode. Chica you can Chica use our Chica email, which Chica is chat. Chica this is Chica the time, Chica you need Chica to cut Chica out the Chica Chickas. Chickity.pod@gmail.com. Chica subject line, ask the Chickity brothers. Chica or use Chica the contact Chica form, which Chica is at chickakingdomanimaliapod.com/contact/acb. Chica just state Chica your name, Chica or just Chica say anonymous. Chica your email, Chica if you're Chica using the Chica contact form. Chica and your Chica question or Chica questions. Chica, thank you, Chica, for your Chica time. Chica, bye! Chica,
bye!